Yeah, it's me. I'm back. The Gamer Dude. It's been about a year since I've recorded an episode. I believe I was at the end of sixth grade and I recorded one. The last one. And I forgot that you can't just do that. You can't just, like, do a radio station, which is kind of dumb. But, you know, I get it. So I think I'm going to be rebooting this podcast. Except instead of the format where I do, like, play the game and talk about it, I'm gonna go to the one I do for the Modern Ops format, because, you know, I was looking at my podcasts, I saw that, got kind of sad, because, you know, I really did enjoy making those, but I'm gonna go back to it now. Like, I'm gonna go back to it, try to do pretty good. I am, my life's pretty busy now, since I'm going into 8th grade now, you know, yay me, and I'm kind of an athlete, doing a lot of sports, so I just figured, I'll do this. I won't do it as regularly as I used to do. I didn't do like one every day or something, or one every week. It was pretty regular. I got out of it though. I'm afraid to get back into it, but not in a routine, just whenever I feel like it. So every few days. But yeah, I'm gonna do the one where I talk about the games instead of playing them and talking about them, so there's no just dead air. So I figured I'll take this opportunity to start talking about a game I really have enjoyed, and I've actually beaten the story mode of it, and I've had some pretty good fun with, like, survival and, well, it's not survival, like Minecraft, but it's, like, surviving hordes, you know, like Call of Duty Zombies. But this game is not Call of Duty Zombies. In fact, it's a similar game to the Call of Duty franchise, and you may have heard of it. It's called Sniper Elite 5. Personally, I really love studying history. World War II is one of my favorite history subjects to study, just because it's so interesting. And this game has no shortage of World War II. The whole franchise is set up as different areas of World War II. And as someone who has spent like hours of my life reading World War II history books, I just love this. And also, whose first Nerf gun was a sniper-based one. I really like sniping, too. And the fact that this game has an authentic mode to make it real, and I'm trying to go through that one pretty right now, and it's very difficult. I really like this game. So, like I said, it's kind of like Call of Duty Zombies, except, or that's like the survival mode. But it's, I haven't really played much Call of Duty, but I think the story mode is really good. It has a lot of stealth tactics, but you'll have like three guns, right? You'll have your sniper or your rifle, whatever you choose to call it. Your sidearm, which for some reason you can put a stock on it. I don't know. Got that 300 meter pistol sniping. I think I've done that before, you know. And an SMG, you know, for the close up horde kills. As you can probably guess, the sniper is a little bit more accurate. The SMG is a little less accurate with a higher rate of fire, and the pistol is a pretty good mix. Now, I want to preface this by saying, I use the basic guns, except the SMG, for most of this playthrough, because I upgraded them so much. And the only reason I upgraded the SMG was because the normal one looked dumb, and the one I got was once I beat level 3, I went back through it, and I got the drum magazine, so I'm just like Al Capone spraying freaking 100 rounds with that drum magazine. I start off with more ammo, and I have more ammo, and I do quite enjoy that. So, I also like the looks of it. I believe on my sniper, though, I put a pretty decent sight, good ammo. Oh, and also as you upgrade, you can have more slots for new ammo types. So, I'm now spawning with not just regular ammo, but silenced ammo, which is incredibly helpful. Armor-piercing ammo, which is pretty good, you know, for tanks and stuff, and help going through someone's helmet, because there are helmets in the game. Like I said, it's very realistic. Extremely realistic. But now I'm going to get to some gameplay. The shooting in the game is, you know, I play an Xbox, okay? So, it's the normal button to shoot, right trigger for Xbox. I imagine it'll be the same for most controllers and some keyboards that are used to shoot. It'll probably be that. And then aiming is left trigger, which I imagine will probably be the same. And it's got pretty good movement. You can sprint, you can crouch up, or you can stand up, crouch, or go prone. you know, like, on the ground laying, commando crawling. And you can also, there's tall grass, like in Pokemon, except instead of Pokemon, it's, bad guys. And, I want to also say, in World War II, you're playing as an American, so you're not on the, you know, the other side, the bad side. And, I want to also, when you're in that tall grass, you're nearly impossible to see it. Once you start shooting from it, though, they will see you. Unless you're using silenced ammo, then it's really hard for them to find you. Even if you're not in tall grass, it can be hard for them to find you. But, you know, to be in tall grass, it's a lot easier. The first level of this game is actually, like, probably one of the more difficult ones, because it's a big level. Like I said, I'm trying to play it on, the realistic difficulty, and the difficulty is realistic, you know? It's realistic. I'm not sure if you got that joke. It was probably stupid. But, so the game, instead of being like Fortnite, which I have played before, it's one of my first episodes, where you switch between stuff, or like Minecraft 2, where you have like a hotbar, it's like a wheel. You'll press, I think, left bumper, and you can use your right joystick to move around and select the throwable item, or like, I mean your second item, or your gun, So, I like that a lot, and also it doesn't just have the game going in the background, it'll slow it down. So if you're in the middle of like a close-up fight with one of the elite snipers, which are a pain in the butt to take out, because they're resistant to melee attacks, which are one of the best things in the game, because they one-shot most enemies. And if you're good enough at stealth, like I am, you can just melee most enemies, you know? And maybe take them out with your silence pistol, if you decide to put a silencer and some quiet ammo on that. That'll make it, like, super quiet. So you can do that. And also, another thing, there's melee attacks, like I was saying. And the melee attacks are really overpowered unless you're going against one of the elite snipers, which are called Jägers. I think that's how you say it. I don't speak German, so, you know, I'm not gonna probably butchering that, but that's how it's spelled, Jäger. So that's what we're saying. But one thing I have figured out with that is, once you attack them, they drop their gun, and they try to go into, like, martial arts combat with you, and they'll pick it back up, like, right after that. But if you can get that in that time, they can't shoot you while you're right after that martial arts thing, so you can just spray them down with your SMG and kill them. They don't have much more health than normal ones. They just, like, have helmets and camo, which add a little bit of health. But from close up with an SMG, they're pretty easy, you know? But another thing about the elite snipers, they have bleeding ammo. So even if you only get shot once by them, which, you know, it's a video game, so you can take a few shots, you'll bleed, which will keep your health low instead of making it a lot higher, which is a pain in the butt, especially on level 3, Beaumont Saint Denis, where you have to climb up, so you're going to get shot by the elite sniper, and by that point, it's just level 3, so you don't really know how to use the bandages. Which, by the way, you'll select a gun, and then you can select an item that's not a gun, and you can use it with your different button, so you don't actually have to switch between an item and a gun. You can have them both going at the same time, so right after your bandages, you can switch back your sniper and pick off those Jägers. Because let's be honest, you're better than the Jägers. The only reason they could take you on is if they have a better vantage point than you, and if there's multiple of them. If there's multiple of them, you're dead. Just, you know, saying that. What else is there to say? Oh yeah, the thing that sets this part of the game from other games like it is the kill cams. Oh boy, the kill cams. They are mainly for snipers if you get a really good shot, but it will show an x-ray of the part you shot, the inside of their body, and where you shot. I'm talking, this is graphic. I'm pretty sure the game is rated pretty high for that. Other than that, though, it's just a normal game. But that's what sets the Sniper Elite franchise apart, you know? So, like, if you got little siblings that play games with you, this is not a good game for them. Because they are bloody, bloody kill cams. But very fun. And especially if you, like, shoot one bullet through one bad guy, it can go into another bad guy. That's, like, I think I've done that once or twice. But that is, like, that's a really fun kill cam to watch. because you know you did good with that. So, the kill cams, really bloody, really detailed. Someone studied a lot of biology for that. Again, there's a lot of advanced stealth techniques. There's also helmets. So if you shoot someone in the head and they're wearing a helmet and you're using normal ammo, you gotta shoot twice. But it, like, if you're shooting someone with a helmet, the helmet will get shot off if you shoot them in the head with a sniper. They're normally, it won't kill them. Sometimes it will though. But again, it'll shoot the helmet off, so then they're helmetless, you know? So that's about it, I believe. There's also like techniques to draw attention away from yourself, like sound masking a parked vehicle so it makes the engine go off, and then I believe it explodes afterwards. I don't think it explodes actually, but then it'll bring a bunch of bad guys towards there and you can get away from it, and there won't be as many to fight. But personally, I don't use that too much, only when I'm playing like when I was playing one of the DLCs and I was trying to get really stealthy because there's only like one way up. And I was playing that DLC. It's a really good one. The DLCs are pretty good, and I think they're not that expensive. The most expensive one's like $15, but they're like four other missions, and the missions are fun. I've actually bought two of the missions. I finished one, and it was pretty fun. I won't spoil what it was for you. Just look, if you're buying it, look in the shop, and you'll probably tell which one I did first. If you know me. But overall, I'm gonna give this game a, like I said, my Modern Ops 1, I'm usually pretty positive about the reviews, and this is gonna be no exception, because this game is, it's really fun. Alright, I'm just gonna flat out say that. Really fun. I'm gonna give it a, we'll give it a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10. I'm gonna go with a 10, just because the game is so fun, and the sniping is really fun too. Oh, I also forgot to mention, there's optional missions in the game, so you can get 3 stars, 1 star from completing it, I think 1 star for the kill list, which is like if you kill one of the specific bad guys, you do really good on that. And then there is also the other option, which I'm not sure about those. I'm not sure if there's like a set thing that's gonna be whatever, because I don't really do those. A lot of times I've noticed it's like take out the anti-aircraft guns, which I've done that a few times, but I never really focus on it. But yeah, that's like 3 stars in total. And again, 10 out of 10, really fun game, especially if you like guns and like melee and strategy, because it's not just an all-out like spray and pray, even though the SMG's accuracy are worse than Andy Dalton's throws. You know, it's a little NFL joke. Go Saints. All right, well, that's gonna wrap up the episode. I think I'm gonna change the audio a little bit on these now, and yeah, we're gonna enjoy these from now on. This is gonna be fun, really fun. So let me know. I check my reviews on Apple Podcasts, so let me know like what games you guys want to see, because like I said, I have an Xbox, so there's a lot of games I can play. Some I can't though, so keep that in mind. I also have a Nintendo Switch, but I have to pay for those, so you know. All right, well, see you guys. This has been really fun. Glad I get to revive this, and I like this new format. I think we're probably gonna stick with this. Bye now.